Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Welcome into this celebratory edition of Road Trippin' Richard versus Channing. I'm your host, Allie Clifton. And to all of our loyal Road Trippin' fam, here's the deal. Today we celebrate International Women's Day all across the globe. And we thought there would be no better way to do just that from us to you than with a never-before-released clip of Hall of Fame big man, Tim Duncan, shedding light on one of the first to ever do it from the sidelines as a female in the NBA coaching world, Spurs assistant coach Becky Hammond. As Timmy D says, if Coach Pop has chosen you, there is a reason. And for all young, aspiring girls and young women especially, Coach Hammond has proven it can be done. Take a listen.
Sorry, guys, not to change
no,
subject.
No, please.
But,
it's what we do.
please take over.
We were sweating. What do we keep talking about?
You were coached by one of the greats in Becky Hammond. Okay. How was that, having a female on the sideline? And
She's great. She didn't... she was one of our coaches. Like I don't know that I put in a category of a female, although she obviously is. She was one of the coaches. She was great at her role. She knows basketball. Mm-hmm. Obviously, being a point guard for so many years and playing at her level, and that's all you kind of want from a coach, someone that knows what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, someone that comes in there and doesn't know what they're talking about or. I'm going to say hadn't played, and there's going to be a lot of coaches that are going to be like, oh, shit, well, I didn't play. But you know people who know their stuff, and she knows her stuff. Mm-hmm. So to get a pointer from her or hear something from her or have her do a scout report or whatever it may be, we respect her because of that, not because of who or what or mm-hmm. whatever it may be. So and we knew each other a little bit before that. So it was easy having her here. And she did the right way. She didn't overstep her bounds or anything else. She stayed in her lane and she did what she was asked to do and learned from the team and the coaches around her. And when she interjected, people listened. People respected her.
So she wasn't like behind the scenes, like, you know, I could probably do a better job than Pop. Right, she wasn't doing any of that stuff.
She probably was. she probably chose her audience.
Yeah.
Like if you were here, you'd be one of the persons she'd come to. And you'd be like, yeah, you should say something.
Just make sure me and Tim are there when you do. Oh, jeez.
Well, I mean, it's just a very storied franchise, and you think of someone like her, one of the first to do it. But I think I read something, too, where if you're going to work for this franchise, if you're going to work for someone like Pop, you've got to be willing to add.
Yeah,
you know, and make your stance known, and I just wondered how that transition.
Yeah, as I said, I think the same thing I said. It's just she knows her stuff, and she's confident in what she knows. So yeah, she added to the program. She's adding mm-hmm. to the program.
Yeah,
and she's developing as a coach. We had some great coaches over the year. Where we had Mike Budd that was here for a long time. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of good coaches coming from through here, and then. In the last couple of years, we've made it like almost total change. We've had a after Mike Budd left and Mike Brown, all these people left. We had a new insurgence of coaches. We had a Coach Ettore come from overseas, a very accomplished coach there. And then we started adding people like Coach Ime and Coach Becky. So they all had to kind of find their roles, but mm-hmm. they came with that respect. They came with that knowledge. So you have to respect them. And obviously, if Pop's chosen them,
There's a reason.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There is a reason, and you got to trust him in that, and you got to you getting chosen by him in itself brings some sort of respect. That's why Richard lasted here for so long.
Pop chose
him. He chose him.
He makes mistakes. he makes mistakes.
Hey, man, you can't steal my jokes.
You know I got to go early. I got to jump in on there early. So, no, I just knew Becky because she was in New York when I was the same time when I was playing for Jersey. And so then when she came here. So, no, but when you see that, one, Pop is that guy. Like, he is the one that's like, yo, let's do this. You can contribute. This is your role. So you're not surprised that he is the first person to kind of take that on. And then the flip side of it is you're not surprised it was her. You're not surprised if you know her and her approach to the game and her competitiveness and skill level. You're not surprised that Pop was one of the first coaches to be like, yes, we're going to bring you on in this capacity. And if you know her, you're not surprised that she was one of the people that was given that opportunity. But, yeah, no, it was crazy how much attention it got. And I guarantee you around here, there wasn't a lot of attention paid to it.
Is there a lot of attention paid to anything around here except for playing defense and trying to win?
How do you guys do that?
Play defense?
No.
We get reamed daily.
That's why.
Reamed daily. There is a very big thing called do your job flows around. But, Coach, he can't say it. Like, if he could say it in different languages, he would. Just do your job.